Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And in a few minutes, I'll give you two different phone numbers. One will be a worldwide number. That's any place except the United States and Canada. And then the United States and Canada share a phone number. But first, Kramer Wetzel is with us this evening. He's my one and only favorite astrologer. Welcome, Kramer.
Hi there.
Hi, calling from the center of Texas. We'll be talking about Pluto and its ascent going into Capricorn.
Yeah.
How are you, Kramer? It's been a couple of months since you've been on with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up?
You staying busy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. This is one of my favorite times of the year because, you know, it's cold enough at night that you have to wear flannel pajamas, but it's warm enough in the day to wear shorts.
And as much walking as you do, I know you appreciate the shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, for those of us that are not astrologers and have had little training, tell us about the planet Pluto, what it is and what it affects first, and then we'll talk about
that. Actually, there was a big debate in the last year whether Pluto is a planet or whether it's a dwarf planet or whether it's an asteroid.
What would make the difference?
It's a naming convention. And so when I talk about Pluto and I talk about it as a planet, I'm not following the strictest scientific background, which now says that it's a dwarf planet or it's an asteroid, okay? But in my experience, when I've worked with astrology as long as I have, I just go ahead and call it a planet. You can call it anything you want to call it. Really doesn't
It has a form, and it creates an energy spot where it is in the heavens. So
exactly.
What difference does it make?
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of my point. I've decided not to even worry about it, not to get involved in the debate. At one point on my website, I was selling some cute T-shirts. Pluto is a planet, damn it! But they weren't real big sellers. But it was an idea, you know. I ran with it.
What does Pluto do? How does it affect us?
Pluto is associated with the sign Scorpio. There is another branch of astrology that will associate it with the sign Aries. I'm not real comfortable with that, and I prefer associating Pluto with Scorpio. It's a very Scorpio type of energy. It's a fixed energy. Pluto is about transformation. All right? Pluto has been in Sagittarius basically from about 1994 right on through into the present day. Okay? It dipped into Capricorn here recently. This summer, but it's gone back into Sagittarius, and it's now firmly, it's in Sagittarius, and it's making its last pass out of Sagittarius, and it won't be back in Sagittarius for another 200 years or so.
Wow.
It's a very slow-moving planet. It's one of the farthest planets, one of the farthest objects out, and it has kind of an oblong, looks sort of like a football, its orbit looks a little bit like a football.
How long is it going to be in Capricorn this time?
It's going to be in there until 2023.
Boy.
It's going to be there for a while. Well, it can spend anywhere from 10 years to 30 years in a sign because it has such a it looks like a circle that somebody sort of sat on and kind of squashed it a little bit. And that describes what its orbit is like. It's fascinating. It's fascinating history. It was first observed in 1930. Coincidentally, that's the rise of fascism in Europe too. You know, it's a very Scorpio, which is a very Pluto kind of deal. Power and possibly the abuse of power.
When does this happen? Give us a date.
It happens November 26th.
November 25th. Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up here real quick.
Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's a couple days away. And we've had a taste of this already. It's going to become more pronounced. I've got one of my friends who took one look at Pluto going into Capricorn and said that our monetary system was going to fall apart. Now, I don't know where the market is today. I don't keep track of that stuff on a day-to-day basis. It would ruin my... It would give me ulcers or something. However, we do look at some things, and, you know, I carry very little cash these days. And almost all of my transactions are done on plastic. I do that because I get the miles. I get airline miles for it. It's worth it
right.
for me. But it's we've gotten to a point where we do more things on plastic than we do on, like, with cash. When I go, there's a coffee shop I frequent. When I go to this particular coffee shop, you know, I'm always making sure that I got a dollar change to throw in the tip jar. I'm a unruly patron, and I always consider it necessary to tip for my... I'm sitting there asking the barista what their birthday is. It's astrological research for me. It's also good advertising, but that's another story. Anyway, with Pluto going into Capricorn, what we're going to be dealing with is we're going to be dealing with some pretty big change, some fundamental change. I was using the example of plastic. This is one of the things that has occurred over the years. It sort of crept into our life, and it's not even something that we noticed a whole lot. But suddenly everybody uses plastic. I was watching... There was a long line at the coffee shop this morning. I was sitting there watching, you know, out of 10 people, I think 2 people paid cash. I think everybody else paid with plastic.
Debit or credit?
Debit or credit. I don't even know. They just hand the plastic over and it, and, you know, money disappears from an imaginary account someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's even real. Of course, if you're paying $3 for a cup of coffee, you don't want to know what it costs.
That's true. What is talk about Capricorn, so we'll get a better grip about what Pluto's
Capricorn.
Transformation. What is Capricorn?
Yeah, love me, my little Capricorn friends, okay? Guy did my logo as a Capricorn, and if you look in the corner, at the end of one fishing pole, there's a little arrow. It looks like a Sagittarius arrow.
Yes.
The archer and everything. On the other one, there's a Capricorn logo, and it's turned around backwards. So it's kind of buried in there where you can't see it. Anyway, Capricorn is an earth sign, but it's also a cardinal sign. And the cardinal signs are all about starting stuff up, but it's perhaps the most grounded of all the cardinal signs, which is an interesting point to work with, okay? You take an Aries, and then we'll go off and do something new just that fast. And you take a Cancer, and they will move in a particular direction. And they'll move pretty quick about it. Libra, of course, is an air sign, and it's a cardinal sign. And they move very fast once they get motivated, usually because it's pretty. And finally, we get to the Capricorns, and they will change, but they have to have a good reason to change. Capricorn, I've joked about it, is the sign of the businessman. I always like to think of them as a businessman, you know? You know, dressed up in a suit and everything. I've got an uncle who's a Capricorn, and I'm not kidding. He has said this before. It is more important to look good than to feel good.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, that's, you and me, we go, no, it's more important to feel good than to look good. We don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius, and even when I'm dressed really nicely, I still look like a slob, and that's just the way it is, you know.
No, you don't. I've seen you cleaned up. You clean up very nicely, thank you.
Yeah, you clean up nicely. Yeah, that's
you clean up nicely. Well, see, I can say that because I've seen you in Hawaiian shirts and shorts and barefooted all the way up to an almost a tux. Almost.
Yeah.
See, so I know I can say that. Okay, now, the businessman.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy who's worried about the bottom line, the guy who's it's all about cash. And that's what we get a lot with this, okay? With Capricorn, they're supposedly good at business, and they can be good at business. They're usually the person in the background going, "Hey, can we get a reality check on this?" They're usually very oriented towards the real world, okay?
So we've got Pluto, which is all about transformation, going into a sign that's about the reality and the bottom line.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Does that mean that reality and bottom line is going?
There's another thing. One of the characteristics, if you watch the way Capricorns work, they do something because that's the way it's always been done. Okay? And they're not real interested in changing something because it's the status quo. And why do we do it this way? Because we've always done it that way.
Aren't Capricorn people climbers as well?
Their symbol is sometimes the mountain goat.
Yeah,
so when you say climber, you have to be careful with this, because when you say the mountain goat will go to precarious heights, yes, that's the upside. The downside is they don't move their front feet until they're sure that their back feet are firmly anchored.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Makes a big difference.
So they're not careless is what you're saying.
They tend not to be careless.
Good. Capricorns.
There are some that are careless. Their guiding planet, so to speak, planet that is associated with Capricorn, is Saturn. Saturn takes 28 to 30 years to go around our chart. Saturn is a planet that deals a heavy dose of reality when it goes around. And Saturn's going to be playing a big impact on this, okay? And you watch how Saturn affects most people. It's one of the ancient Greeks said Saturn was easy to predict by, because everything, you just predicted bad stuff and it would happen with Saturn. And that works for 11 signs. There's one sign that doesn't work for, and that's Capricorn. They get along with the Saturn energy very, very well. It's their planet. They're comfortable with it. They're also... I never got to see the animated version of it, but when I was growing up, we had Winnie the Pooh books. And Winnie the Pooh always had this character named Eeyore, who kept saying, oh, no good is going to come from this. And I've seen my Capricorn friends do that. They're not all like that, but they try to be that voice of reason and the voice of logic in the background.
It's interesting that Eeyore is a donkey.
Yeah.
A four-footed donkey.
A four-footed donkey wants stability. Capricorns yearn for stability. Matter of fact, all the earth signs yearn for stability, okay? The ones that I find that it's most important with are going to be your Taurus and your Capricorn. The Virgos, they're an earth sign too, but they're more flexible with that. They want the stability, but it's not as important to them as it is to make sure everything's clean.
Okay.
The Capricorns are sometimes accused of being materialistic. They're not materialistic. That's not the right approach. Okay. What they're looking for is stability. Something that is rock solid, stable for them. Making it, don't turn it into
a... So we are transforming into the rock solid?
Well, the other thing that we've got, and one of the things that I see that's one of the easy predictions at this point, because I've worked on this earlier today, one of the easy predictions at this point is there's going to be some revolutions. Okay? We're going to see some stuff when we look back that's going to be quite revolutionary. This has been material that's been brewing for a while. When I say brewing for a while, consider how long... consider how long we've had Pluto and Sagittarius since the early 90s. We've had Pluto and Sagittarius, and all we've done is broadcast about we need to change this, we need to change that, we need to change this, we need to change that. Now we're going to get around to implementing some of these changes that we've talked about.
So that's your transformation?
Yes.
The implementation?
Implementing the change. Now don't forget, some of this change, not everybody will gracefully accept change.
Well, that's true. But for the most part, since it's changing into a cap, which is stability,
Okay. Now, let me run something past you, okay? Last time that we saw a similar pattern was 1760 to 1777. Those dates ring any bells?
Yeah, wartime.
Not just wartime, that was... the American Revolution.
Yeah, Well, to me, that was wartime.
Yeah. But it was also the American Revolution and the French Revolution. Got rid of the king. Didn't want to pay tax to the king anymore. No taxation without representation. And there's probably a joke there, but I don't want to sound like an anarchist or a socialist.
I know.
Or like
I was just thinking taxes. Never mind. We'll both be good tonight.
Yeah.
Well, our government is already talking about major tax changes.
Yeah.
we've already had change in a major way with Obama coming in. Talk about
your,
major
as the
change.
The Oracle predicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, except I predicted it in January. I was ahead of the curve on it. he's a 1961 Leo. His Pluto is in Virgo. He's the first generation to have Pluto in Virgo. It's been elected for this round, okay? This is quite seriously a changing of the guard. You're going to see out with the old and in with the new in a mm-hmm. big way. And that's part of what this is about.
And this is
he's
under part of that
job.
Pluto thing?
What?
And this is part of under the Pluto into Cap?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pluto into Cap, of course, symbolic of change, and we're going to see some of the old ways go. And they're not going to go easily, and they're not going to go gently. All right?
We're talking worldwide here. We need to remind the people of that. We need to remind our public of that. We're not just talking, even though we're mentioning American names, This effect is worldwide. Astrologically, it's a worldwide thing.
We've already seen how the American market affects things worldwide.
Yeah.
There were.
Let me give people our phone number so they can. They might have been thinking about questions for you. If you live in the United States or Canada, please call in with your questions, comments, and please do feel free to join our conversation. You don't have to ask a question. You can always just say something. 1-888-228-4494. That's for the United States and Canada. Any place else in the world, please call 877-489-6350. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit. And tonight, Kramer Wessel is with us, astrologer. We're talking about Pluto going into Capricorn and how it can change. The planet of transformation is going to lend changes to not only the United States, but of course worldwide. Kramer, you have a couple of books out. Let's tell them what the books are and where they can reach you.
The easiest way to reach me is at astrofish.net. The whole
astrofish.net.
Mm-hmm. That's my primary location.
It's a fun website.
There's a link to email me. Of course, my phone numbers are there. And I have more information, more detailed information about Pluto going into Capricorn, because I've wrestled with this off and on for a couple of years now. It's in my little weblog there. And you can click on that. There's also a regular weekly horoscope that goes up there. Last week is free. This week costs $2.95 a month.
I need to go ahead and pay you for that.
Yeah.
I keep thinking that I need to do
catch
it because I know
weekend,
you send
okay?
stuff out and I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, catch me this weekend, okay?
Okay.
There's also a podcast and all the other technological marvels that you want. We've got all that stuff up there.
He's one. Yes, world. He's a techie, so he can do all this stuff.
I'm not a closet techie. I'm a out of the closet geek boy sometimes. anyway.
Okay.
That's part of it. Like I said, the easiest way to catch me is on the website, astrofish.net.
And your books are on there, too. You can order them through the website.
Yeah, Amazon links to the books. I have, I think, two more copies that I'm taking this weekend, and when those sell, I'm not going to carry any more inventory.
Don't blame you.
It's just too heavy to cart around with, and you can just buy them on the website. My favorite book that's up there is called To Meet Tuesday, and it's collections from the website, just various writings about a number of topics, one of which is what it's like to be a practicing astrologer in Austin, Texas, and what you run into on a day-to-day basis. It includes some stuff about travel.
You've done a lot of traveling in the United States and worldwide, so
yeah.
I'm sure it would be fun to read that. I haven't read that. That would be fun.
It's one of the other books that I have that I'm really quite fond of, it's called A Commonplace Book. And I called it Pink Cake because I kept seeing these, there are a number of restaurants, a number of bakeries, and even like the grocery store. All around me, they had pink cake one year. And all it is white sheet cake with pink frosting. Somebody said strawberry. No, it's not strawberry, it's actually just pink. You know?
Just pink, okay.
Yeah. And I asked a number of my friends about it and seeing if they could explain to them. One of them, a Hispanic lady, finally looked at me and said, "You're a white boy. Well, you wouldn't get it." That's great. Thank you very much. But so, I also have a book. My commonplace book is called Pink Cake, and what that is a collection of quotes and literary references and a bunch. It's a collection of quotes from the last 15 years or so that I've collected over time. Got everybody from Socrates to Shakespeare to some of the more modern thinkers and some of the ancient thinkers as well.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. I had collected that material, so I finally put it to use. Anyway, that's called Pink Cake. That's another one that's available on the website. Of course,
okay.
Everybody wants to know, am I going to get along with my birthday such and such? I'm a Leo. Do I get along with Virgos? And I've got a book that's all about that, too. What signs get along with what signs? Leo's
that took a lot of work.
What?
That took a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. That was years and years and years of work.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to what you think might be happening worldwide because of this,
I'll tell you what's going to happen worldwide is it turns out America is a leader at this point. I don't know if we really want to be a leader, but we are. And when our stock market crashes like it does or like it has, when it goes through an adjustment like it has, what happens is this affects people worldwide. And I don't think it's going to be, I don't think there's an immediate solution to this. I think it's going to be a little bit longer term. I think over the next year we're going to see things shaking out and changing quite a bit. It's about time we got after starting to drive more environmentally responsible vehicles, starting to, you know, more of the think global, act local.
I like that. Global is local. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's what can I do today? What am I going to be able to do, you know, in the next couple of days? Am I recycling? You know, recycling is kind of a pain in the neck, but it's so worth it in the long run because it just helps somewhat. Now, don't forget, I lived at a trailer park in Austin for a long time, and in that trailer park, do not forget this, they had recycling bins set up, and it was really funny to watch the truck come and pick up the garbage because they just took all the newspapers and threw it in the back of the truck, and then in the back of the garbage truck, and they took all the cans and threw it in the back of the... We'd very carefully separate it, and then when they came along and hauled it off, they'd throw it all together.
I remember that. Well, that's what we're doing now, at least here in this... In Austin, everything goes in one great big oversized tub now.
Yeah, and they separated. They've been doing that anyway, so, you know, I don't know why we were separating it out to begin with. Anyway, that's one of the things that we're seeing people do now. We talked about this 30 years ago, and people are actually doing stuff about it now. We've run into some difficulties. I think the last political race became a cult of personalities once again.
I would agree with you there.
I'm sorry to see that happen. I have great hope for our future, one way or another. I think we're going to work our way out of this. I've spent some time recently in San Antonio. There's a string of four missions there, and these are Spanish missions from 1690 through 1790, represent maybe 100 years. You know, the Alamo, remember the Alamo?
Oh, yeah.
The Alamo was a mission, and
people forget that.
Yeah. It was a mission, and there was a presidio associated with it. Anyway, the missions are, there's four of them. But in one of them today, it is the oldest unrestored church, the Catholic Church, of course, unrestored church in America. And it dates back to 1755. That's from before when this was a country. Okay? That's before our time as a country. Anyway, the missions have all been preserved and they're all part of the National Park Service now. And at one point, there's one of the missions that they have gone through and done extensive renovations on. And all that work was done by the WPA, Works Progress Administration, and the CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps, which was part of the New Deal, which was introduced by the Democrats in 1930, 32, 36, to help get us out of the Depression. I think we're going to see something like that coming up. One of my pet little things is I think everybody should have to do service to their country. You know, when you get out of high school, you have to do 2 years either military, and or if you're a conscientious objector, it doesn't have to be military. You can go build highways or, you know, work for the Park Service, something. But you give 2 years of service. There are a couple of other countries that require this, and it's really quite good. I'm very fond of that.
I think Kennedy was working towards that.
Yeah. I'm very fond of that idea myself. I think everybody should do, you know. I didn't say that they had to go in the military.
No, I agree with you. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that at one time? Am I just thinking that Kennedy was working towards that?
May have been working towards that.
I think his Peace Corps was kind of a
precursor. Yeah, and the Peace Corps is exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't want to go in the military, that's fine. Go in the Peace Corps. That's okay, too.
Yeah, and you can work here in the States as well as overseas.
Yeah. Work here in the States because we need it here.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
We need to help each other.
So overall, with Pluto being in Capricorn,
established structures are going to take. Let's say you do something a certain way because it's the way you've always done it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a good example of that from when they pass a law right now. You know, you have to get a special interest group attached to it and get them to lobby for it, and everybody throws money at the problem, and then they have to wine and dine the particular legislator, and that's how we get stuff done. And what we're going to do is we're going to see a change in that and maybe get away from some of the special interests where it's a matter of just throwing dollars at it.
Wonder what would happen if they would not allow lobbyists. If there was...
That would die.
I know. Yeah, the lobbyists...
They were talking about one of the things, you know, one of the things that I would see coming up, and we've already seen this a couple of times, and this is the result of having Pluto and Sagittarius. What we've seen is where there's been... there was the bailout, and as soon as the bailout was going on, we found out about the executives from one of the companies that was being bailed out took an executive retreat. You know, that was a very expensive little junket that we as taxpayers were all paying for. Didn't go over too well. The automakers are asking for a bailout. They all rode in their little private jets to go ask Congress for more money.
I know. I looked at the newscast and went, what?
Yep. And that's what I'm talking about with the existing way of doing business has got to change a little bit.
To help the airlines, they could have at least gone first class.
Yeah.
One of the airlines. Jeez. Those phone numbers, folks, again, are worldwide, 877-489-6350. The United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. We're talking with Kramer Wetzel tonight, astrologer extraordinaire, about Pluto being in Capricorn and what it's going to mean for us. For us as individuals, I'm a Leo, so how is Pluto in Capricorn going to affect the individual signs? And you don't have to go through all 12 of them, but just show us some examples of how it can affect us on a personal level.
If you do it like that with a Leo, there would be a change in work for you. And one of the things you're going to see is a gradual shift in some of your directions with work. Okay?
Okay.
As you know, there are a number of venues that I've worked at. And what were really good shows last year are not always good shows this year.
That's been true for a while.
And we're seeing on the other hand, some of the events that I work at are going great.
Slamming, as they say, as kids say.
It sort of depends on where you are and how you are and which parts are working. I would look at some of the stuff with like I said with you, I'd look at some of the stuff that has to do with career issues for Leos in general, because that's part of what this is. What do you want to do? What do you have the most fun doing? What interests you? What part of you says, I want to get up tomorrow morning and do that because I enjoy it? Okay?
If you find joy, it's not work.
Yeah.
That's a paraphrase of what my grandmother used to say.
Yeah. I was thinking about the revolution stuff, and I've been trying to figure out how to. One of the things that I have found that's been very, very helpful, and this is something that I did today, is I took one step outside of my comfort zone. All right? I have an established comfort zone that I will walk a certain route, I will go certain places, I walk in certain neighborhoods, walk along the river, and there's some places that I don't go. And I took one step outside of my comfort zone and I spent some time in a neighborhood that I wouldn't go after dark. Okay?
Okay.
And as a white guy, I was not the norm. All right? But I went ahead and I spent some time in that neighborhood this afternoon because it was one step outside of my comfort zone, and I got some great pictures, had some great interactions with people, and really enjoyed myself. And, you know, it was good to be outside of my comfort zone. I didn't go very far outside of my comfort zone. I just took one step outside of it. I wasn't too far away from everything, just a little bit. And that's part of what this is about, not going too far, but at least taking a step outside of your comfort zone. For Leo, it would have to do with work. All the cardinal signs, and I've listed these before, especially the March Aries, the June Cancers, the September Libras, and the December Capricorns are all going to feel a big. It's like something is boiling up inside, and you need to pick a direction. And that's going to be coming up here pretty quick. Okay, you're going to be feeling it, and it's going to be very pronounced. And that starts. Well, it's already started. They've already got a taste of this, and this is what's going to be going on. And that's part of what all.
It's already starting for me too. We'll talk about that this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, there's work stuff that's going on too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, major.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you've been gut punched, but at the same time, it's the best thing that ever happens to you.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's a positive thing. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit with me, Elaine Ireland, on bbsradio.com. The number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet, but you know that because you're already tuned in, and you're tuned in with Kramer Wetzel tonight. Pluto in Capricorn and what effect it's having on the United States, on us personally, and of course worldwide. More, Kramer, more. I like the idea about revolution. But
I forgot because I was working on that one. At one point, when I talk about revolution, everybody assumes that this is going to be you're going to go burn down the castle and throw the king out. And I don't think that's really what this is about at all. Our system of government is horrendously flawed, but we're the least flawed system of government that I've encountered so far. So I kind of like it. You know, I got to vote.
I had no idea that Pluto stayed in Capricorn for 2023.
Yeah.
I have to ask, what does it move into next that it would have the next major effect? Because we're going to blend right from that energy, and if this is transformation, what are we likely to transform into?
Okay. Capricorn is Aquarius.
Okay, so that Aquarian to me is imagination, creativity,
bingo,
love, Spirit?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we can go into our transformation and get settled and then maybe have some years of peace after that?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
for. Truly have the age of Aquarius?
Yeah, well, there's any number of ways to guess when we moved into the age of Aquarius. I tend to think that the age of Aquarius was denoted not by a hard black line, saying, you know, like a little line on a piece of paper, or a line in the sand on the ground. I don't think it was like that. I think that it was a sort of a gradual shift. And we've spent 100 years shifting. I think we'll finally be done with that sometime after we get Pluto into Aquarius. It will be part of the age of Aquarius. We're quite possibly there
now.
How
will Pluto...
This doesn't really go gently. If you look back at when we shifted into the age of Pisces, the year 100, a lot of changes going on then. In the predominant religion, its symbol is a fish.
Yeah. How will Pluto in Capricorn affect the war energies around the world?
The war energies?
Yeah, will it stabilize it? Will it slow it down? Will it make it more businesslike, since Capricorn is the sign of the businessman, so to
speak?
Well,
I don't know if businesslike is exactly, but it's people would look and say, what is our bottom line, and is this a winnable battle? And if this is a winnable battle, then we can go and make sacrifices to win. If this is not a winnable battle, then what are we here in the first place for?
Yeah,
Whatever we're here for, because it's not going very, you know. We're not winning. Why are we fighting?
And if it, they approach it from a business point of view, it's...
Is it? Well, yeah. It does... What's the cost, and is there a profit in it for us?
Right. Right. So our leaders may back out of it because of that.
We can't keep playing cop all over the world for everybody.
Yeah. So it's not just us. It's other countries as well may take that attitude.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people have apparently American opinion, the opinion of the worldwide opinion of Americans is at its lowest right now. That hasn't stopped people from trying to get into this country.
No, constant.
So, you know, maybe they don't like us, but they're all coming here, so there's got to be something up. We may have a reputation being the big bully on the block, but everybody wants to come here still.
Well, a lot of people want to stand behind the bully.
Yeah.
Be on the bully side, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate comment that I just made, but... And others don't look at us as a bully. They look at us as their savior.
Yeah.
And they're going to be scared to death when we start pulling out of their countries, which I see happening before the end of the... Not this year, but by the end of next year, pulling out in a major way. That's a psychic prediction,
It wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of a look after our own kind of attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. How will Pluto in Capricorn help to stabilize things like the stock markets worldwide?
I don't think it's going to stabilize for another year. We're going to have a lot of ups and downs.
If you're invested in the markets, I feel sorry for you,
but you know, it's all cockeyed right now. Nobody knows which way it's going to go at any given moment.
Today was one of its lowest points ever.
Lowest points ever? No, I remember when it was 1,200. So it's not its lowest point.
They're saying that the stock market today was at one of its lowest. I don't know what its number was.
Yeah,
I'm like you. I purposely try not to. I don't have money in it, so it's not like I have to worry about it. But we're affected in other ways, whether we have money in the stock market or not.
Yeah.
And all of us are.
Mm-hmm. But it's also very emotional.
Very. I see people who, I have clients, and I'm sure you do too, that have lost millions just in the last 3 weeks. Absolutely.
Lost millions. And they've asked me about it, and I have told you to get out. Listen to my advice next time.
Amen. And yet some people say, this is the time to buy. You just don't have to put your whole portfolio in it. This is the time to buy. Yeah. And there are some stocks, if you were to watch them individually, because I do have clients that are making money, believe it or not, in the stock market. And it's because they're looking at individual stocks very carefully.
Yeah.
Very carefully. And they're sticking with certain product or attitude or a certain company that has a certain reputation. And they're making money. They're not making millions like they did 2 years ago, but they're making money. They're not losing any, which is a good thing. So it really depends on the person. And, yeah, if you've got blue-chip stocks and you've got all kinds of things thrown at everything imaginable that's a big name, you're going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to look at the smaller guys if you're going to play the stock market. Anyway, so Pluto in Capricorn will affect, we've talked about money and stock market, we've talked about wartime, we've talked a little bit about leadership. What's another way that Pluto will in Capricorn will affect us in general? I know that it will affect, we talked a little bit about Leo, and I know that it will affect every single sign.
Yeah, the ones that are going to feel the moving and shaking and the pressure for change right now, like I had delineated before, you're going to be your March Aries, your June Cancers, your September Libras, and, of course, your December Capricorns. They're all going to be the ones that are going to be feeling it most profoundly. Okay? Anybody's got anything in that little quadrant right there, the first couple of degrees of Capricorn, the first couple of degrees of Cancer especially, first couple of degrees of Libra, the first couple of degrees of Aries, they feel this great need for change. All right? Pushing and pulling on them. They can't even figure out what it is that's pushing and pulling on them. There's one of the things when I say start a revolution, take one step outside of your danger zone, out of your safety zone, whatever your safety zone is. All right? The results can be amazing. Just one step. I'm not talking about going very far. I'm not talking about doing something that's wild and dangerous. I've got one client, and he just can't wait. When he was in the Army, he jumped out of airplanes with parachutes. He had a parachute, not the airplane having a parachute. He jumped out of airplanes. And so one of the things that he really wanted to do, there's a place down in San Marcos where they do whatever that's called. They jump out of perfectly good airplanes with parachutes. I don't know why. I would stay in the airplane myself. You know, that's what he did, is he went out and had a chance to go do that. That's one step outside of his safety zone. That's not a small step outside of my safety zone. I'm not leaving an airplane unless, you know, unless there's a really good reason.
The closest thing I want to do to that is a balloon ride.
There you go. Perfect. But that's one of the things that I do.
Yeah, and gliding. I want to do a glider thing.
Yeah. Well, we were in Albuquerque for the balloon fest, and, you know, that's one of the things. That's one of the highlights. I would put the Albuquerque balloon fest as something that I would do. If that's what you're interested in, a balloon ride, I would just make sure you go to the balloon fest.
Well, my son is...
When we get offline, chat with me, and I can hook you up with a balloon person.
Oh, absolutely, because my son and his family are going to be living in Albuquerque. He's already there.
Yeah.
And they already have me scheduled in for a year from October, October, to be there. So if I'm going to be there, I might as well ride in one of the balloons, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what, you know... It's so worth it for you.
That would be great. I would love that. Seriously, those two things, gliding, parachuting is what you were thinking of a while ago. And a friend of mine was an instructor at one of the air places here, and he's told me for years, when I'm ready, he wants me to jump tandem with him. And tandem is when they... have you on
their
chest.
Yeah, they just strap you on, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not really...
But it's still scary to me. It's still real scary to me. So.
Well, that's when I said one step outside of your safety zone, not out of your comfort zone. It's not really safety zone. It's more comfort zone. It's taking one step outside of it. That's how you incite the revolution. you know.
What do you think is the most important revolution that we could do right now?
Individually. I'm stuck on this idea. I'm stuck on it when I'm walking through a neighborhood looking at these guys. I'm going, gee, I hope they don't want to steal my phone or something, you know. I think I can run faster than them, but I don't really want to try.
Yeah. But we can step out of our comfort zone and serve our community. I know all those things, but I think we need to say it out loud
more often.
That's
where the revolution starts at home. It doesn't start someplace like, you know, we can be individually upset and say we don't think it's right that we're providing a bailout for people who are then taking this money and using it on executive treats and executive golden parachutes. Speaking of parachutes, like the executive retreat or the the automaker executives all taking private jets to Washington to plead for more money.
I know. That always, it just is beyond me. That one guy said he would take a dollar as a salary, and that the last one said, well, I'm fine just right where I am, and he's making millions and millions and millions a year.
Yeah.
You know, but they'll let the people go and not pay them their 401ks and take away retirement. I don't mean the auto industry just in general, but companies have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they'll walk out with a $50 million package. Where is the fairness in that?
It's the little things like that. Some of this company must be able to access this information now faster and better. News has completely changed. The news industry has completely changed. And where I get my news and where I get my reviews, I don't. Just about every professional movie critic, when I read one of their reviews, I found this out first of all with books, because I'm an avid reader. I found this out with books. There's a particular particular magazine that's famous for being like, you know, the critical place where you can find out about whatever new books are coming out and what's the best ones. And I bought a couple of books that they recommended, and they were junk. Books that they recommended weren't particularly good. All right? So I started putting it together that, you know, the established way of doing this is not a way to do it. What I do now for book recommendations, I'll either ask a clerk at the store, or I'll ask one of my friends who works in a coffee shop, or when I'm online, I will be reading one of my buddy's blogs, and he will say something about a particular book that he liked. And I'll research it that way to find a new book to read. Instead of, like, listening to what it says in the newspaper, oh, you've got to read this book. As soon as they say that in the newspaper, I'm very suspect. Same thing is with movies right now. Movies that are critical successes, that, you know, the critics think are great. You know what? I've been kind of bored by those things. But I'll go online and read what some of the amateurs say, and I'll find what I'm looking for. It's a matter of listening to a lot of different voices. Does that make sense?
Listen to a lot of different voices. I think you said something very important there.
Yeah.
What else? We have about a minute and a half. What
else? I'll read the reviews of my buddies and people. There's one of my good friends here. We are diametrically opposed politically. Okay. We cancel out each other's votes. At least that's what I'm hoping. On the other hand, when it comes to art, like whether it's music or the written word or, you know, what kind of cars we find aesthetically pleasing, we're very, very similar. So I've learned that I can trust his opinion, but that's somebody that I know, too. Although he has a deplorable voting record, that's okay. That's his problem, not mine. And I don't argue politics with him because he's educated in the questions, which is really good. He votes issues, not personalities.
if we were to sum this up, we could say that Pluto in Capricorn is going to stabilize things?
Eventually. It's not going to get, you've got to tear some stuff down to make way for the stability.
Okay,
things
now...
If we've got something that's built, if we've got something with a foundation built on sand, don't expect it to, you know, those things are not going to last. Pluto will go rolling right over them.
But overall, we're looking for positive transformation?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's just going to take time. Let me remind people that it's going to be, Pluto's going to be sitting in Capricorn until 2023.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I think I have to sneeze. Excuse me, worldwide heard my sneeze.
Good.
What else would you like to tell us or remind us about?
Astrofish.net, that's how you can find me.
Absolutely. You can find him on astrofish.net. It's a fun site.
If you want to read more about what I've said about Pluto and Capricorn and other astrological topics, you go to the weblog there. And there's a section heading called Stardust Motel. Stardust Motel, named for a sign that I saw by the road in Marfa.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Stardust Motel, and I collect all my astrology writings under that heading. It's easier.
Do you have on your site, do you have a blip about how Pluto in Capricorn will affect each sign?
Not each sign, but generalities about it. Some of the general stuff to deal with.
I'm working on something
that'll come out probably in a couple of days. I'm working on something that'll be up in a couple of days that'll deal with how to appropriately deal with this energy.
Oh, I need to read that. We have a psychic fair here in Austin, Texas this weekend. Kramer will be there Saturday and Sunday at the Radisson Hotel on Middle Fiskville Road. It opens at 10 on Saturday and 11 on Sunday, and I think the gate price has gone up to $8, I think. I can't remember. It's either 7 or 8. We have lectures all day, usually starting about an hour after the door opens. We have tons of vendors and lots of psychics, and this will be the last one for this year, at least here in Austin. Do you have another one in El Paso this year?
No, not in El Paso. El Paso doesn't come until January.
Do you have any more this year anyplace else?
Nope.
That's it.
Yeah.
So this is our last fair for the year. And the next one will be in January, the second weekend? I don't remember.
First weekend, January 3rd and 4th.
3rd and 4th at the Radisson. Mm-hmm. The Radisson
only
is in
what,
North
six
Austin.
Weeks out?
I'm sorry?
Only 6 weeks away?
Yeah.
The deal about the November fair is this is a chance to come in and get a jump on what we're going to be looking at for next year.
Yes. And Kramer will be busy.
Exciting year.
Can they call you and preset appointments? I know some of us do. Do you do that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, so
I do is I tell them I take it on a first-come, first-served basis, but if you call and let me know, I'll write you in.
Yep, that's what I do. Yeah.
You're working with my favorite Aquarius, too.
I'm sorry?
Perkins.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Perkins.
Perkins?
Yeah, my favorite Aquarius.
Oh, just sweetheart. Absolute sweetheart. Well, they're going to make us sign off. He said the top of the hour. Our Seth will be whispering sweet nothings in my ear in a minute. Thank you, Kramer, for having been with me tonight.
All right, and I will see you this weekend. Thank you, darling.
Absolutely. Good night, world, and don't forget to share a smile. Bye-bye.